It's the Maria and Chad Show on Friday. Excited about the weekend, thinking about plans for the weekend. If you're thinking about seeing a movie, you've tuned into the right morning show this morning because we're going to go live to Hollywood and talk with Cecily Knobler. Cecily, you have seen the movies before anybody else gets to see them?
Gets to see them is kind of pushing it.
is obligated.
It's always a good thing, but
it's part of your role definition.
Yes, that would be that, yes. And because it's Valentine's week, let's start with Isn't It Romantic, starring Rebel Wilson and my second favorite Hemsworth brother, Liam.
Well, that's Mr. Cyrus, right?
That is correct. And I mean, he's kind of interchangeable with his brother, Chris, but Chris just has a little something extra. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we all know what that is if you've seen him.
That I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Why would I know? Was there something leaked?
There was a vacation movie that showed him in his underwears.
No.
Yeah, you might want to watch the latest version of Vacation. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, let's just review that then. Forget all this.
It might take too long, if you know what I mean.
Oh my God,
what?
We have really gone off the rails so quickly today.
It is the day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
and everybody's just freaking out. Well, the good news is the premise is pretty much just making fun of romantic comedies, and I love that. I find Rebel very funny, although I know she can be a little bit tiring. I think my friend put it well, like, she's very funny until she's not. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Which is fine. I like her a lot. I didn't hate this movie, although I'm a little sick of the storyline where a woman, hits her head so hard that she sees the world differently. They did it with the Amy Schumer, I Feel Pretty.
Right.
They did it with What Men Want. Like, I see that, and I'm like, I think she should go to the hospital.
Yeah. Let's go see the head injury movie.
Yeah, it's really, although this version of it is making fun of that version, so it kind of works, and I'm giving it a better than I Feel Pretty grade. So I don't know what letter that is,
okay.
But I enjoyed it. Sorta, kinda, I liked it.
I saw the trailer.
Yes.
I would give it a B++++ because it's kinda cute and I love Rebel.
I love Rebel. It's cute. I laughed more than once. I mean, that's really all you can ask.
And let's be honest, Hollywood's vomiting horrible movies lately. I mean, this is, you know, we're grading on a curve here.
And it's also that time of year though. January, February, total throwaways. Stuff is going to turn around in March. I mean,
okay.
That's the way it works every year. Also opening is Alita: Battle Angel, co-written by James Cameron. It's about a girl, or is she a cyborg? I don't know. All I know is she looks like a Snapchat filter.
Is she all CGI?
She's pretty CGI'd. And it's funny because this is in the previews, there's a line where like a guy is like, "You're the most human lady I know." It's like, are you kidding? She's like one of those friends who photoshops their face so much that you want to be like, "Oh, I didn't know you were 10. How interesting for you. You're 10 with you're an alien." That's kind of the point. And then it's got a lot of those, like, it's a dystopian, you know, future. It's like, can we do better than the name Iron City? How come in the future it's always names like that? It's like, we get it. There's metal in the future, I guess. Why don't they have, like, more interesting names like Insta City or Twitterville? Don't you think that's more the direction we're headed?
Ooh, I want to live in Twitterville.
I would live in, well, I don't want to live in Twitterville, but I would live in Insta City or maybe, like, LinkedIn Town.
Ooh, what is that anyway? Why is LinkedIn a thing?
I don't know. People, you know, like, it tells you on LinkedIn that when people look at your thing.
Right, right.
I get that all the time, and I've not taken it seriously. So on my LinkedIn, it says I am the Vice President of the United States.
Uh-huh, I believe it.
So I feel like I'm disappointing people. Like they're really trying to look and see what I do for a living, and I'm the President or Vice President. Christoph Waltz is in this. He's good. He's fine. And the film looks amazing, but it's not great. I can't go higher than a D+, but, you know, it's not an F. That's something.
So, Cecily, since you only had a couple of movies to review this week, I want to throw in a bonus thing. If you're not going to the theater, if you want to see something with your television, I got a text yesterday that says, Chad, you have to see Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh, my God, I've seen it.
Okay, it's a Netflix thing, and it's about craziness, right?
Absolute craziness, and the problem with it, it's really good, but you'll, like, be really, it'll make you very angry.
Oh.
Like, you'll be thinking about it for weeks, and you'll be furious, and you won't believe that, like, a family could act like this.
Have you seen it, Maria?
No, but I keep passing it on Netflix. Is it based on real stories?
I think it is, yeah.
Definitely based on a real story of something that happened, like, in Utah, like, back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And it's done by the people. Well, I don't want to tell you too much. I mean,
okay.
It's just, it is infuriating.
But you recommend me watching it?
Yeah, like, it wouldn't be top of my list, but it's, you know, if you've gotten through everything else, yeah, for sure.
My friend who knows me very well, she's like, you would like this, so
yeah,
I gotta check that out. And we can watch the trailers. We put the trailers online if you want to see the two movies that we just talked about. Isn't It Romantic and Alita: Battle Angel. They're available online by texting the keyword
movies to the number 22945.
Cecily, have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, guys.